Now it's time to talk about a new, actually a regular section on which we comment the Innovation Award winners of, in this case, July. And we actually, those were voted in August, and then in September the results come out, so we can start talking about them. First, we're going to talk about the winners of JavaScript JS classes. Artus, which ones would you like to comment? There are actually two, so just pick one. Yeah.
Okay, so I would comment about a really interesting component. So when you execute your code, sometimes there are bottlenecks. It's working slowly and you don't know why, and you need a way to identify where is the bottleneck, which function is the one that slows the code down. And this package does exactly that. It profiles the function and measures its execution time. So you can like divide your code into these components and measure, trying to find out where is the bottleneck. There is a simple example provided with the class that there are functions, and we simply provide them to the to the profiler with the parameters we want to pass to the function. And in demo, we could see how it performs. So it says that it started at a specific timestamp, ended at specific timestamp, and how long did it take this for this function to execute. So this kind of component really eases the tasks to identify the bottlenecks of the code. And component was created by Tony L. Requena from Spain. Probably you would know better how to pronounce this surname.
Well, that's great. And let me switch here to the other package that I will comment. Starting the screen sharing if it works. Okay, the other package that I would like to comment, this one is from Thomas Björk from Sweden. He has been a great contributor, has sent several packages, and from the five that he has sent already, four were nominated to the Innovation Award. And okay, let me scroll it to the right position. Well, this basically is an optimized version of a component that could load JavaScript and CSS from remote servers. And the advantage of his approach is that it uses the local storage to cache the previously loaded JavaScript or CSS or even images, because once they are stored in on the browser, next request they are needed, they will take no time to load, and this is awesome. I think this somehow we comment about this in a previous JavaScript podcast of this possibility, but it's great to see an actual component that implements this approach of caching these assets in local storage or session storage, depending whatever is available on your browser. So kudos to Thomas Björk for his contribution, and for that he was entitled to pick one book of choice from PACT. Now I'm going to mention about the rankings of the Innovation Award winners of 2014, and so far Thomas Björk is leading as an individual author with four packages and 15 points, and is followed by several other authors like David Castillo from Mexico with two packages and 13 points, then end with Jordan Marmolejo with two packages and 10 points, and then several other authors with one package, some more with more but with less points. On the ranking for in terms of countries, for 2014, so far France is leading with 3 packages and 17 points. It is followed right after by Sweden with 4 packages and 15 points. Those the same are from Thomas Bjork. And then Mexico with 2 packages and 13 points. Those are the packages of David Castillo. And then Spain with 3 packages with 12 points, followed right after by Italy with 3 packages and 8 points, Canada with 3 packages and 7 points, and then several other countries with just 1 package and but less points. As you, we may see, the competition is heating up. It is interesting. PHP, the JS classes site has somehow been affected by Google search ranking updates in the last 2 years, and that sort of brought less users that to become potential contributors. So the number of contributors that have been sending packages, at least in the early the first months of the year, was very slow. I mean, the increase in packages was very slow, and since I think June, Google did an update on the search rankings, and the traffic to JS classes improved a lot, and that allowed to bring many more packages. And as you may see below, I mean actually above, in the next month that we see here, I think it is August, we already see many contributions. I hope that this contribution keep coming at this pace, because JS class has the potential to grow a lot. And it just depends on the users to participate. So given that, let's move on to the PHP Innovation Award. And talking about PHP, first I'd like to make a few comments on several interesting things before we talk about the actual nominees. First, there was a few glitches that were fixed this month. One, it was the fact that the site was considered that United Kingdom and Great Britain would be actually different countries. I know that, to be accurate, it's not exactly the same thing, but in practice the users were being from United Kingdom were being moved to state that they were from Great Britain. So there were we could see on the ranking that the United Kingdom and Great Britain would appear there as if they were separate countries, and that would change the rankings of United Kingdom as a whole. So that the problem was fixed. It was due to the fact that the list of countries that the site uses comes from the CIA World Fact Book, and they considered Great Britain and United Kingdom as separate regions. Well, to be accurate, they are separate regions, but the actual users are from the same country. So that was one issue. Another issue is that the site in reality allows nominees, winners, to vote on themselves. If they on a certain month they go there to the voting page and they want to vote on they look at the winners and they think that their own package is the one that deserves to win, they can vote on this on themselves. But there was a glitch in the user interface that prevented that to happen. That problem was fixed. So if you are a nominee and you would like to vote on yourself, you can. And this was a thing that was implemented to allow that all authors get some votes, because sometimes when there are many nominees, most people tend to vote on the same few, and there are some nominees that do not get any votes. So if they do not get any votes, they are not entitled to pick any prizes. So from now on, at least you can vote yourself and increase your chances to get a prize. And given that, now let's talk about the actual nominees, actually winners, that were from July. Arthur, which ones would you like to comment?
Okay, the first one I would like to comment on is something that really interests me. While in university, I had written a research work about alternative ways of how to authenticate user, and there were different interesting ways, like using Kickbot, Inkbot, using rhythm of typing and stuff like that. And here Alexandru Oceana provides, from Romania, provides another interesting way. Basically, upon registration, it generates the image. Yeah, here we can see that image. It generates an image that represents your registration, your account, and then by providing this same image, you can authenticate yourself. So it's basically like a key card that only you have, and you can authenticate using it. That's why I picked this package as the first, and for this package, Alexandru gets Zen Editor, right?
Yeah, exactly. No, it's Zen Studio Editor, to be accurate.
Zen Studio Editor, okay, yeah. Yeah, so the second package I would like to comment on is by Francisco del Aguila from Spain. And while the most common CAPTCHA implementations are of making text unreadable, unfortunately, to both bots and users, then I usually try to follow what are other interesting ideas, and one of the ideas now provided by Francisco. So what he does, he generates geometrical figures and inputs the numbers in them, and then he provides the correct geometrical figure. So you need to input all the numbers that are in this provided geometrical figure. So it's something like you need to figure out and do. And it's not unreadable text. It's much easier to do. And basically, that's why I liked it. And Francisco gets PHP Ed Professional Editor for it. It was an editor, right? Yeah.
Exactly. Ed is for editor. It's PHP Ed is probably one of the oldest editors, like Zen Studio. So it is a great prize. Most typically the prizes that are picked by the first winners are IDEs. So as you actually can see here, like the five first prizes were IDEs. Editors.
Yeah, editors. That's right. Okay, another package that I wanted to comment on is by Chi Huang from Germany, and it provides a way to compute routes for in the example provided for trucks deliveries. So it's like a logistics for truck drivers, where you set up coordinates and it computes the route. As we can see, this is the PHP file, and from provided coordinates, this is the result generated.
Yeah.
So there are lots of combinations of how it can be this route can be passed, and it provides. Most optimized ways that you could do this with four trucks. So it is a great application for logistics and delivery companies that would.
Actually, that solution was there was another package also nominated to the Innovation Award that provided a similar solution, but it was a different approach, so this one was also nominated.
Mm-hmm. And I think the Chihuang also provided other packages related to geolocation, so it's probably what he does best.
Yeah.
And it's great.
It's great because every month he sends us great packages related to geolocation and other topics. I'm going to comment ahead, but that is helping him to lead the Innovation Award ranking.
Yeah, and he got PHP Storm IDE personal editor.
Yeah, exactly.
Editor is much easier to pronounce than IDE because I always want to say
the finger.
Yeah.
To say it.
Exactly.
Well, on my behalf, I would like to also comment on a few packages. Let's first comment about this PHP function profiler by Tony Requena from Spain. Basically, it's a package like several others that exist that allow you to measure the time that PHP code takes place, but this one is a bit different because it can profile in the individual functions, and it's somewhat different from many of the other codes. Codes that exist that they rely on you to call the benchmarking class to take note of the time that it took to execute, and this one works the other way around. It's the actually class that calls the code that you want to benchmark. So kudos for Tony for his contribution, and for that it picked one downloadable copy of a Code Lobster Professional, which is also an editor, and it is interesting that Tony has been one of the PHP developers that has been helping Spain to rank better, but we will comment a bit about that ahead. Other than that, I would like to also comment another package nominated to the Innovation Award. It was developed by Ashburn Grant, and it is called BeanString, and it is to manipulate text using the MBString extension, and this is interesting because PHP does not have a really nice and elegant solution to deal with Unicode text, and you need to rely on extensions like the MBString, but at the same time you would like to use the original string manipulation functions. So the depending on whether that extension is available or not, you would have to call one set of functions or the other. So Ashburn provides a solution that wraps that decision in of calling one set of functions or the other in the class, and then you just call the class and you don't have to put any conditions on your code. So it's a much nicer solution to for this problem of localization. And for this contribution, Ashburn got a prize, which was an O'Reilly book. O'Reilly books are a type of prize that is picked very, very frequently.
Yeah, you know what they say, if you don't know what to give to someone as a present, give him a book?
In this case, it is more like a downloadable book.
Yeah.
It's even easier to give, although it's not physical. But O'Reilly books are often very good and they are very popular. The next one that I'd like to comment is that, again, by Thomas Bjork, which is also a contributor of JS Classes, as I mentioned before, and this time he submitted a class that works as an object, an array, but it allows you to set properties that are read-only. So if you want to prevent that to pass an array to some code that you don't want it to be changed, it, this package implements an array wrapper that throws exceptions if you some application attempts to change the values. And this is can be interesting to prevent some bugs. And for this, Thomas picked one downloadable copy of Commodore ID Editor. Okay, and then finally, the last nominee that I would like to comment, the last but not the least, is an interesting approach to find files, but using SPL iterators. So
what is
SPL? SPL is I don't know SPL. Well, I would not blame you, but because personally I do not use it. But some people sort of like the standard template library of C++ and implemented it. Something inspired on C++ for PHP. So basically, are a bunch of classes that can act for different purposes. One of them is iterators. So if we have a set of values that you want to iterate, for instance, a list of files in the file system, you can use an iterator to retrieve one file at a time. And this solution for that Ravi Kumar implements a means to search for files matching a certain criteria, and instead of some complex class, it implemented it as an iterator. So you call that object and pass some parameters, it searches for files and only returns the files that match the criteria that you have given. And this is an interesting solution that Ravi Kumar from India provided, and for that he picked one book of choice of PACT. PACT also publishes very interesting books, so it was a great prize choice. And now that we cover all the winners, let's talk about the current standings of the Innovation Award rankings for 2014 in PHP. And currently, the rankings are have been evolving a lot because many packages have been submitted. The current rankings that show we already include the winners of August, so those are the ones that we're going to mention next month. But so far, Kyo Ang from Germany is leading individually with 6 packages and 27 points. So it's like he sends one new package a month, and the since he tends to send innovative packages intentionally, so he's really participating in the innovation world, not just by occasion, but
consistently.
He really wants to win the innovation award. And it's great because he's been sending some very interesting contributions. Now he's leading. But follow right after him, Orazio Prince from Italy with 3 packages and 24 points. So it's following him right behind. Despite he submitted only half of the packages. And then in third position is Anduit Jordan Marmolejo from Spain with 3 packages and 16 points. Then Ashborn Grant from Denmark with 2 packages and 12 points. And then several other authors with one package but less points. Or by country, these things have changed a bit because of a detail. There was a user that I think it was Patrick Lasso. He said he was from Spain, but now he says he is from United States. Probably moved there recently. So with that, he switches all his points to to United States, which formerly would have gone to Spain. So this is an unusual situation, but it's totally legal. It was not a trick. It was something that happened. But still, in the ranking, Italy is leading with 5 packages and 34 points. It's a bit ahead of the United States and Germany that, and Spain that are not tied in the second position with 27 points. United States only 4 packages, Germany and Spain with 6 packages. Then right behind them there is Iran with 3 packages and 26 points. Then Brazil with 5 packages, 25 points. Then Russia with 3 packages and 23 points. And then there is United Kingdom, Denmark, and Romania with 2 packages and less points. Now you can see that United Kingdom is showing up on the rankings thanks to the coalescing of the points from Great Britain, which in the end would be from the same country. So, well, this is the ranking considering the winners of August. There are still 4 months in to be considered for the Innovation Award ranking 2014. I think there is still great chances of these rankings to change. What do you think, Arthur?
Sure. As we seen before, then some countries are suddenly popping up and then going down, and it changes constantly in every month.
Yeah, and I think it is great because thanks to this Innovation Award winners competition. Well, it's an healthy competition. It's not really that people are beating each other. Each user participates individually, so they do not sort of fight other users directly. They just try to do their best, and so far this has been contributing to great submissions. And actually, recently, I mean, typically at the beginning of the month when the Innovation Award results are announced, there is a mailing that goes out telling each author how their rank and how their country is standing in the rankings, and they feel motivated to participate in this Innovation Award. And right in the days that follow, there is a surge of packages. I think the record that I got so far is like 24 packages in the queue. And this has been giving me a lot of work because I need to make an effort to approve the package faster so the authors do not have to wait too much for the package to be approved. But all this is positive. It's a lot more work to me, but I do not mind. It has been a great initiative, and I hope it continues to be so because everybody is winning. The authors are getting more exposure to their work. They are also having fun because they are sort of collaborating with the other developers from other from the same countries in order to make a better performance for the countries eventually win the big prize by the end of the year. And this has been very exciting. I think it continued to be so. And I'm not going to comment much about what will happen in the next weeks. There's a new big feature about to be launched. I'll get back to that in our next podcast. But all that will foster further the Innovation Award because it will give ideas for new packages to be submitted. But I'll get back to that next month.